Welcome back to EAA Radio. This is Amy Laboda and Rob Mark here with Attitude Adjustment. And we've done a hot swap on our guests. We now have Joe Brown and Charlie Gregoire and Rhonda Lawrence. Joe Brown is president of Heart Cell Propeller and COO of Tailwind Technologies, a holding company that owns aviation manufacturing businesses, including Heart Cell Propeller, Heart Cell Engine Technologies, and Mayday Manufacturing. Joe is deeply involved in the general aviation industry and is a member of AOPA, EAA, and the IMC Club. And that's where we're going with all of this. One of the things that Charlie's been doing is, Charlie Gregoire is the Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Redbird Flight Simulations, which has been supplying some very interesting flight training devices. And that's going to get into our story here in a minute. And then I've got Rhonda Lawrence from Jeppesen, who makes up the third musketeer, so to speak, of our triad here. Charlie, Rhonda, Joe, welcome to EAA Radio and Air Venture 2016. I want you guys to tell me the story of one of the biggest attractions, I think, here at EAA Air Venture this week, and that is the Pilot Proficiency Center, which is now sitting right air show center. Joe, tell me a little bit about the evolution of what I think is just one of the coolest things here on the grounds.
It comes from pretty humble beginnings, I can say. Okay. Maybe about 4 years ago, the IMC clubs came to my attention, and that was hangar flying for pilots to join chapters where they could talk about IMC flying and really have sort of a mentoring relationship with their peers. And I called up the founder of this very young organization and said, "This is fantastic. How can I help?" And he said, "Find a way to help us have a presence at Air Venture." So we rented a little tent, we put it by the flight line, and we held open chapter meetings every day. And I mean, this was very, very low tech gathering spot for the IMC clubs. And we had about 100 pilots come in every day.
That's a lot.
Yeah, we thought, well, that's not bad. We didn't promote it. It just had a sign on the outside. What if we did this right? So that year, Rhonda and I had a conversation at Sun and Fun and said, what if the industry really got behind pilot proficiency as a trademark aspect of Air Venture? And what if we took this little IMC club tent and turned it into a proficiency center? And what if, instead of just having meetings, we could do scenario-based training on simulators? What if? And we didn't have any funding. We didn't have a committee. We didn't have permission.
Never do that.
And we put our heads together and ran into Charlie, who delivered the coup de grace, which is the simulation-based technology to train pilots. So once we three met, we really had everything. We had an interest in it, and we had a place at Oshkosh from the prior year. We could carve together some funding, and we could bring these devices in. So the program's pretty simple. It's turned into tech talks every day, just pure forum-type programming for pilots to attend. That's sponsored by Jeppesen.
Okay.
Then it's turned into 14 simulators flying 31 scenarios to absolutely drive pilots to that learning moment in each of these scenarios. And those Redbird simulators are brought up here from Texas and assembled and put to use all week. And I run around and take notes. That's pretty much my job.
I was in there yesterday and I saw those flight training devices, and I know you've got fixed ones, and you've also got some very special motion ones this year.
We do, yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that, Charlie.
Well, this year we added an MCX in there, which is a full motion AATD, dual control, so pilot and co-pilot controls, and an X-wing device that's specifically built to teach crosswind landing alignment during crosswind landings. So
now, AATD means an advanced
aviation training device.
Excellent. Yeah. And you know, the difference between the fixed basic flight training device and the advanced aviation training device, some of that's the a loggability of some of that time, right?
It is. Actually, all of the fixed devices that are over there are also AATDs. So
okay,
from
great.
From a loggability standpoint, from a certification standpoint, the LDs and the MCX are identical.
Wow. Okay.
The MCX adds that motion platform.
So
it, yeah. So it gives the it gives pilots. It allows us to do some scenarios that wouldn't make sense in the motion, or in the non-motion devices, like the unusual attitude recovery missions, and you know, it gives pilots that extra level of realism, especially when you're trying to train something that is it's very much reliant on how the pilot feels at the time.
My understanding is that the volunteers you have for this are all certified flight instructors. How do you manage to coerce so many flight instructors into participating in this?
So when Rhonda and I were the two amigos, and then we ran into Charlie on this and became the three amigos, and now we had the assets and the will, and we had the place, because EAA was keen to have us develop this. We ran into the retired executive director of SAFE, Society of Aviation Flight Educators, Doug Stewart, and John Gibson from NAFI, National Association of Flight Instructors. They were beside themselves because they had this notion of a proficiency center at AirVenture for a long time and could never amass the interest. And so what they needed was industry people to get behind it, and what we needed was them and instructors. It was a match made in heaven. They do such an incredible job sourcing instructors from all over the country. We're not even open yet. We have 35 instructors training today, so we can open tomorrow at 9 a.m. They're all volunteers.
Yeah, that just amazes me. So every person who goes in there is going to get professional flight instruction for free here at EAA AirVenture 2016.
Right. And not only are they going to get professional instruction through the simulators, but we've also brought in a number of individuals within the industry who are very well known for speaking. And so we have a lot of tech talks. So we have the tech talks, which will not only we are providing the scenario-based training, but we're also doing sessions, about 1 hour sessions, where individuals, people can come in and actually listen to different individuals speak on different topics. And the topics are very wide and varied. So it's not going to be boring. It's something that they can come in and listen to every day. I think there's just a couple that actually repeat, but for the most part, every day it's going to be a different talk each day. And so we encourage people to look at the schedule to see, you know, what's going to work best for them and to stop by. And I think we've expanded it to about 200 people could actually sit in the tech talk area.
That's astounding. So you've got the group situation. Now, how are you doing this with the flight simulators? I mean, that's a limited commodity. How do they sign up for that?
Yeah, we have we manage the line with an app, essentially, that allows us to people can come in and register. They will they'll get in line, and then that when their name is called, they can go sit down at the sims. But each sim is manned by an instructor. So there's one instructor at each sim. So that's one-on-one training. And each scenario session is about 30 minutes long. That allows them to do two or three scenarios, depending on the ones that the pilot chooses. And then they can come back later in the week, later in the day, and do as many scenarios as they can get in. But our throughput's going to be pretty big this year.
Yeah, last year we got 1,000 pilots through simulation sessions.
Yeah. Wow.
And we've added devices this year. And the way that we do that is you walk in and you register, and we put you in an app called QMinder.
Ah.
And then if you download that app, you don't have to, but if you download it to your iPhone, it will tell you estimated time to fly. And whether you're on deck or in the box, then you can come in and brief and prepare yourself and roll right in and do it. So it's pretty neat. So every day is as if it's a brand new day. You can't book ahead. It's first come, first serve, because we don't want people reserving way out. We always assume that AirVenture has new pilots arriving every day, and we want to be available for those folks too.
Oh, yeah, they definitely do. And this app sounds like a brilliant fast pass kind of solution. to a difficult problem. Nobody wants to wait in a line here.
Yeah, you can leave and then come back when it's your time. And that's the nice thing. But, you know, we think the challenge this year isn't going to be whether the training is high quality or the tech talks are fabulous. They will be. Last year, we had sold out tech talks several times during the week. We think the challenge is going to be how to deliver customer service when we're on the four corners. BAA is so committed to this that this proficiency center has been moved as a central feature on the four corners. And so we're pretty proud of that because this started with a chat at a picnic table, no money, no plan, no permission. And now we're on the four corners.
Not only are we on the four corners, but the other thing is for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we actually extended the hours by 1 hour in the morning because we're using it kind of as a test to see how we do. And so we are actually going to have some tech talks from 7:30 to 8:30. And then the rest of them are going to run until just about 2:45, 3 o'clock. But we're extending the hours. So it's a way in which we can kind of do a little check for this year to see how we do, see what the throughput is going to be like, and then, you know, go back and talk about what do we do differently for next year? And maybe it's extend hours even farther. So to be able to include the individuals in the RV area, maybe more individuals that are out, more pilots that are out on the field. So
how about logging this stuff? Do the pilots actually get something they can put in their logbook?
They do. All the time is loggable, just like anything you would do in the devices back at your home airport or your home school. We are actually rolling out a new technology this show that allows them to automatically debrief and push that to an electronic logbook if they're using ForeFlight's new ForeFlight logbook.
Oh, very nice.
And debriefing it over in the Redbird tent. So every pilot will have a pilot code, pilot ID that will allow them to identify themselves as they fly the scenarios so that everything that they fly is being recorded and stored on the internet so they can come over to the Redbird booth, debrief it later, or go home and look at it there and then do what they will with it. Yeah.
That's terrific. If they want more information about the Redbird simulators, because I know you market quite a few different types of simulators, even ones that could be used in a desktop simulation, where can they go on the field? Where's Redbird located?
Actually, right next to the Pilot Proficiency Center.
Oh, perfect.
So that's it helps with tech support being right there. But we are, it's booth 304. It's space 304.
Ah, terrific. And Joe, where's Hartzell this year?
It's just down the road on Knapp Street, right next to Jeppesen almost.
Excellent. And Jeppesen, you guys are in your usual spot. Where's that?
So we're right across from the FAA building and just a little bit south of the tower. And we're right on Knapp Street. So
terrific. And I know you've got a great store there as well. But the important thing for people to remember is to go to the Four Corners, right by where the EAA member tent is, right?
Exactly that.
And get in on the Pilot Proficiency Center. This is for VFR pilots. This is for IFR pilots. There are scenarios for just about everyone, aren't there?
There are.
Rhonda, Charlie, Joe, thank you so much for taking the time to come over to EAA Radio to give the people at AirVenture 2016 the information about the Pilot Proficiency Center. I am confident you're going to see a bunch of people there today. Looking forward to getting over there myself and checking it all out. Thanks again for taking the time.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
You bet.
It was a pleasure.